The subtitle explains it all.
这个副标题其实解释了这个主题。
It's that how do we ensure that next time won't be like last time?
如何能确保下次不会像上次一样
？So this whole idea is if you're starting over anything, a business, a relationship, a marriage, or parenting, professionally, academically.
这个意思涵盖了很多，包括你开始一个小生意，开始一段感情，开始一段婚姻，或者各种各样的一个开始。
And then we said from the very, very beginning that the interesting thing is we tend to learn from our mistakes on the things that matters least.
我们前几次谈到说，越是微不足道的事情，越容易学从错误中学习。
No, you messed up in sports or playing board games or texting. You learn from it really quickly.
发简讯发错了，很快就吸取教训。踢球踢错了也可以学会。
But For some unknown reason, and we'll talk about this, for some reasons that we tend to learn from the things that matters in our life, we tend to not learn from the things that matter in our life the most.
很有趣的是，越是至关重要的事情，我们越不容易去从中吸取教训。
In the areas that matters to our life the most, financially, relationally, professionally, academically.
关系啊，教育啊。财务啊等等关键的。
We tend to not to learn, and then we repeat our mistakes.
我们总是不会去学到，然后每次都重复错误。
And we said that there are three reasons that we do this.
我们说有三个原因。
And we call these the three myths.
我们说是三个迷思。
First myth, the experience myth.
第一个叫经验的迷思。
Remember the experience myth?
还记得经验。
Those of us that have been here all.3 weeks, 4 weeks.
如果你持续听这个讲道，这个系列，你会知道什么叫经验的迷思。
Right, since you had a bad experience, you automatically become wiser.
因为你有一个不好的经历，你就自动的变得更有智慧。
Right, we said that's a myth. Experience alone does not make you wiser. Experience makes you what?
经验并不能让你更有智慧，它会让你变得
更怎么样？
更怎样？
更老，对不对？ Experience will make you older, right? But we said evaluated experience actually makes you wiser.
只有评估后的经历才会让你更有智慧。
So we've been talking about how do we evaluate our experiences so that we can become wiser, that next time can be better than last time.
所以我们一直在谈论如何评估一个过去的经历，所以我们下次会有更有智慧。
And then the second reason said that we tend to not learn from a mistake is because of this know better, do better myth.
我们第二个原因，不能够从错误中学习，是第二个迷思，叫做知道更多就做得更好。
Right, simply knowing better. Since I know better, I can do better.
我知道的更多，所以我就可以做得更好。
But we said, and you know this, simply knowing better doesn't prove that you can do better.
但其实我们都知道，了解更多并不能导致。做得更好
right? Simply knowing better doesn't give you the self-discipline to do better.
了解更多不能给你一个自律让你做得更好
Simply knowing better doesn't give you the self-control to do better.
它不能给你一个自我的控制能力去做得更好
right? Simply knowing better doesn't automatically give you the power to do better.
它不能给你一个额外的力量让你做得更好
So simply knowing better doesn't mean that next time will be better than last time.
仅仅是了解更多知道更多不可以让你第二次做得更好。
And then the last myth we talked about was this, we call it the time myth.
第三个迷思，我们在讲时间的迷思。
Right, I need to jump back in, I need to get back on, I need to date again, I need to get married again, because I'm not getting any younger.
不行啊，我要再谈一次恋爱，我要再结一次婚，我要尽快，因为时间已经不等我了。
Right, when we say that when we want to start over again, we tend to think that time is our enemy.
每次当我们想从头开始，都会觉得时间是我们的敌人。
But we said that actually, in fact, that time is your friend.
但事实上，时间是你的朋友。
The space of time between last time and next time, what you do with that time is very critical.
在你上一次错误和你下一次做事情之间，你的决定、你的做法是很关键的。
Right, so oftentimes we don't spend that time well, we jump back in, that's why next time tends to look a lot like last time.
往往是我们在这个间隔期没有做恰当的事，所以导致我们重蹈覆辙。
So we said in order to make sure that next time will be better than last time, we talked about these two things.
所以上次说，为了确保下次不会像上次一样， 我们要做以下的事情。
Right, the first one we talked about owning it. You've got to own your part of your responsibility.
第一个是承担，你要承担自己的责任。
Take, you know, take ownership of the part that is your fault.
要找到自己做错的部分，要承担它。
But honestly, we always think that it's always everybody else's fault.
那往往我们都觉得都是别人的错。
Right, even though 95% is everybody else's fault, that 5% is still your responsibility.
即使95%都是别人的错，也有那5%是你的错。
Right, so we said you have to own that 5%, even though it's only 5% or 3% or 2%, even 1%, you have to own that part of your responsibility.
你必须要承担自己那一个份额，不管是1%还是多少。
And then last week we talked about rethink it.
上周我们谈到反思。
Right, every time that we made a mistake, we ask ourselves this question: What was I thinking?
上周我们问自己，每次犯了错误之后，回头想，我当时在想什么
？What was I thinking? What was I thinking?
我当时在想什么
？But we never stop and answer that question. We only ask it.
我们总是问问题，但从来没有停下来思考。
So last week we talked about you have to stop and answer that question: What was I thinking?
上周我们谈到，一定要回头问自己当时在想什么。
Because if you don't think differently, you will act the same.
如果你的思维、你的想法不改变，你的做法还是照旧。
Right? If you don't change your thinking, you will act exactly the same way you did last time.
如果你不改变你的思想，你的行动还是一样的。
So in order to change your behavior or starting over, you've got to rethinking. Rethink it.
要想改变行为，要想做的不一，要想从头开始，一定要改变思维。
Right, so I challenge you, don't be a conformer, be a transformer.
所以我上周挑战了你，说不要和别人一样，却要心意更新。
Okay, so today we're going to talk about this last thing, release it.
今天我们要谈最后一步，放下。
And here's what I mean by that.
我是这个意思。
Remember like the second week we look at this pie chart?
还记得第二周我们看到这一个饼图吗
？Remember this？
还记得吗
？Remember this？
记得这个饼形图吗
？Okay, some of you remember. Thank you. This is our circle of blame, right?
这是你抱怨的全部。
Right, and
抱怨的圆圈。
And we said this. This is our circle of blame. That whenever things happen, a mistake happen, bad things happen in our lives, we have what we call a circle of blame.
任何错误和不好的事情发生，我们都会形成一个抱怨的圆圈。
Right, this is what went wrong last time. Why my semester messed up last time?
为什么我上个学期没考好试
？Why my job messed up last time?
为什么我丢了那个工作
？Why my marriage messed up last time? Why my relationship messed up last time?
为什么我前一段婚姻出了问题
？And so whatever the blame is, this is our circle of blame.
不管什么问题，这都是我们抱怨的圆圈。
And then we said, essentially, you have to draw your slice of the blame.
我们谈到最终你要看到自己的那部分。
Right, and then we said most of us we draw about 10% of our blame, right? The dark space.
我们大部分人呢都会负担10%的责任。
Because we love blaming other people for our problems.
因为我们很喜欢，归咎给别人。
Right, but in order for us to move forward, in order for us to ensure that we have a better future, we have to own our 10%.
但是为了让将来更好，做得更好，我们要承担自己的10%。
Right, so we talked about this little bitty pie chart, right?
我们谈到了这一小块。
Okay, remember that?
还记得吗
？Okay, great, thank you. One person. Okay, now next one.
下一页。
Now today we're going to talk about the rest of the pie.
今天我们要谈剩下的大部分。
Right, 10% was your fault.
10%是你的错。
You have to own it.
你一定要自己承担。
The other 90% is everybody else's fault.
剩下的是任何其他人的错。
It really was their fault.
真的是他人的错。
Right? They really did hurt you.
他们真的伤害到你。
They really did call you names.
他们啊
？Call you names.
他们真的直呼你的名字。
Right? They call you names. Someone.
骂
你对。
他们真的骂你。
Right? They really did betray you.
他们真的背叛了你。
Right? They really did break their promise. They broke your heart.
他们伤了你的心，违约。
Right, they really didn't come through for you.
他们真的没有替你着想。
They really did lie to you.
他们真的对你说谎。
In other words, they really played a big part of why you're so messed up today.
换言之，他们真的 是造成你错误的主要部分。
Right, whatever it is in your relationship, in the way you deal with other people, in your career, in your finance, whatever it is.
不管是你的财政、你的事业还是关系。
But here's the thing.
现在是这样。
Even though they are to blame.
即使他们是该被责备的那一个。
You have a responsibility to play.
你也同样需要承担部分责任。
You and I have a responsibility to play in the parts where they are to blame.
我们也需要对这大绝大部分做一些什么。
Now, let me explain this way.
我来解释。
This is really, really important. So,
很重要。
Okay, fall asleep later, don't fall asleep now. Okay, so, just like not owning your part of the pie will allow you to smuggle your dysfunction into your future. Remember we talked about that?
就像说紧紧抓住自己的那一部分不能够完全导致不能够完全
If you didn't own your part of the slice
如果你自己不承担自己的责任
Yeah, remember we said that if you don't own it, you will smuggle your dysfunction into your future
如果你不解决自己的责任那么它这个紊乱这个这个不好的行径还是会继续带到将来
Right, just like thatIf you don't do anything about everybody else's fault,
同样的道理，如果你不处理好这大部分
人的错，
人的错
you will allow other people to smuggle their problems into your future.
其实你会不知不觉允许其他的人在你的生命中有操纵，有作用。
If you don't deal with everybody else's fault.
如果你不处理其他人的错
if you don't deal with it properly,
如果你不去恰当的面对和处理这部分
if you don't deal with the hurt and result of other people's fault,
如果你不去处理这个伤痛
right, here's what happens, the people that we don't want to see again,
那些我们永远不想见的人
right, the people that you dislike the most,
那些你最痛恨的人
the people that you hope that you will never see again,
你希望你永远不要见到他
right,The people that you hope that you won't have to ever interact with again.
你希望你生命中没有任何交集。
If you don't deal with their part of the mistake, their part will continue to smuggle into your future and influence you.
如果你不去处理他们对你的影响，那么他们还会在将来继续的在你生命中有作用。
And you don't want that, right?
而你不希望这样。
Right? If I were to ask you a question, would you want the people that you don't like to continue to influence you? What would you say?
我就问你，你希望你不喜欢的人继续在你的生命中起作用吗？
You would say what? No, I don't want that.
你会说什么？
Right? You would say, yeah, I love it. I love those people that influence me.
你不会说哦，我好喜欢他们作用在我生命中的感觉。
Right? So whatever they did to you, however they betrayed you or they stole your idea, They stole your reputation.
他们偷走了你的创意，他们背叛你。
Right? You don't want that to happen. You don't want their mistake to continue to influence you into your future.
你不希望他们的错误继续影响你未来的生活。
So let me make it really, really clear, and I'm going to ask you two very, very insensitive questions.
我来讲清楚，然后问你们两个很不敏感的问题。
Insensitive.
Insensitive 就是不会让你痛。
Insensitive. Okay, so I'm not a really good counselor. So whenever I counsel people, I ask insensitive questions.
我不是一个很好的顾问，所以每次我都会问一些 insensitive.
就是，哈？
不敏感。
就是会不太在意你的，不太在意你的情感的问题。Oh. Okay.All right, so
不考虑你感受的问题。
So if this elicits too much emotion in you, I'm sorry.
如果我的问题牵动了你太多的感情，我很抱歉。
But I just want to make sure that your next time is better than last time.
但我只是想要确保你下一次比这次做得更好。
Okay, you ready?
好吗？我问啦。
How far into your future do you intend to carry the angst that created in your past?
你打算带着过去所产生的焦虑进入你的未来要多久？
Okay, I struggle with this word angst.
我当时在琢磨这个词，焦虑。
Okay, because it's a little bit of anxiety, but it's not really everything about anxiety.
它其实是有忧虑的成分，有焦躁的成分，但也不完全。
Right, there's a part of us that we fear about in our past. It includes fear.
这个词还涵盖了对过去的恐惧。
Right, and then if you were betrayed, it includes anger, a little bit of angry.
如果你有背叛的话，这个词也涵盖了。愤怒。
So this is just a general word, an angst, that everything that's created, all the emotions that's created, how far into your future do you intend to carry that into, from the created in your past, to carry that into your future?
你打算带着过去所产生的这一系列的焦虑进入你的未来要多久？
Right? You will say, well, I never thought about that. I've never planned.
你说我没想过，没有计划过。
Well, here's the thing. If you don't plan, you will continue to carry it.
如果你不去计划，你将来还会带着它。
Right? You know this.
你们知道。
You don't deal with it, you will continue to carry it.
你不处理它，它会随着你。
If you don't plan to drop it, you will continue to carry it.
如果你不打算把它放下，它会一直跟着你。
Right? And you see that in your parents, right?
其实你在你父母身上看到了例证。
Right, remember the day that your dad set you down and say, you know the reason why your mom is this way?
记不记得你爸也许会跟你讲说你妈之所以这样。
It's because her mom did this to her.
因为她妈就这样。
Right, and then her mom did this to her.
然后她妈的妈就这样。
And then you trace it all the way back and you blame Eve, right?
然后你就一直追到了夏娃。
Right, but anyway, we have to deal with it because if we don't drop it,You will continue to carry it.
我们一定要去处理它，因为我们不放下它，它会永远跟着我们。
Right? Your mom will tell you the reason why your dad is this way.
你妈会跟你说，你爸之所以这样。
It's because his dad or his mom did this.
都是因为他爸这样。
Right? And then we're so good at self-analyzing our problem, right?
我们很擅长，自己去分析它。
分析我们自己的问题。
分析我们自己的问题。
Right? We will say that the reason why I'm this way is because of all these people that did this to me.
我们说我之所以这样都是因为他。
Right? It's because my dad.
因为我爸这样。
Because my mom, you know,
因为我妈这样。
Right? We're so good at self-analyzing.
我们很善于自我分析自己的情况。
But you know, granted, you are who you are because how other people treat you.
那么诚然，你确实是。一个周围所有人从小对待你的一个结果。
You are who you are because of the issue you inherited.
你就是你，你就是这一系列，作用的结果。
Right, we understand that the way we are, we are all connected to our past.
我们都与过去紧密相连。
Right, we get that.
我们知道。
But here's the question.
问题在这里。
And this is an important question.
是个很重要的问题。
How far into your future do you intend to carry the angst that's created in your past?
你打算带着过去所产生的一系列焦虑进入你的未来要多久？
Next one. Or I can ask it this way.
换个问法。
How long do you plan on to allow the people who mistreated you to influence you?
你计划允许他人错误的对待影响你多久？
Right, that's another way of asking the incentive question.
两个问题是不同的问法。
Right? How long do you plan on allowing the people who mistreat you to continue to influence you?
你计划允许他人错误的对待影响你多久？
The one that's betrayed you?
那个背叛你的人？
The one that's hurt you?
伤害你的人？
The one that stole your reputation, stole your idea?
那个偷走你创意的人？
The one that's abandoned you?
抛弃你的人？
How long do you plan to allow that person to continue to mistreat you and influence your future?
你打算允许他的错误错误的对待你，对你的错误对待影响你多久
？Right, you may go, Kevin. I never thought about that.
Kevin, 我从没想过。
Right, okay, take your calendar out.
那就把日历拿出来。
How much longer are you going to allow the person that mistreat you to continue to influence you?
你打算让他人错误的对待影响你多少天
？How long?
多久
？Into your retirement?
到你退休吗
？Into your next marriage, so that you will wreck your next marriage.
一直到你再婚。
Into your next relationship?
到你下一段感情。
Until you change your job?
一直到你换工作。
Next year?
明年。
How long?
多久？
How long do you plan on allowing the people who mistreated you to continue to influence you?
你计划允许他人错误的对待影响你多久？
Right, and then you go, I never thought about that.
你说我没想过。
Right, we just thought about other people's problem, it's all other people's fault.
我一直在想他的错，从没想过。
Right, and then we love talking about that piece of the pie.
我们就喜欢谈 这部分。
Right? And whenever people ask you, hey, what's wrong with you?
每次人们问你怎么了?
And then you bring your Kleenex out and you go, oh, it's my mom's fault, my dad's fault.
然后你就开始哭啊，说都是我妈的错。
Right? And then they listen to your story and they go, oh, here's some Starbucks card. Come sleep in my house.
然后别人听到了之后，同情到一个地步，说：“我给你星巴克的卡，
right,
你用我假期休息。”
I'm sorry, you have to go through that.
我真是很抱歉，我真是经历的太惨了。
Right, if I went through what you went through, I'd be like this too.
如果我经历你经历的，那我一定惨到这样。
Right, this is our story. This is the story that we love.
这些是我们经常谈的故事。
Right, but let's be adults for a moment. Let's be adults for a moment.
那么我们来当成年人一次。
Okay, here's the adult question.
成年人的问题是
How long do you plan on allowing the people who mistreated you influence you?
你计划允许他人错误的对待影响你多久?
Now, if I were to take a wild guess, if you were to answer that question today, you would say, I want it to end today.
如果我一定要猜的话，我相信你们的答案是
Right. I don't want to empower the people who mistreated me to continue to influence me.
我才不要让那些人持续的对我的未来有影响.
Right. I don't want to empower my elementary school teacher who asked me to stand in front and made a fool out of myself to continue to influence me.
我不要给他们这个权利，让他们来影响我.
Right. The time that I stood in front of the class and I was made and now I have this insecurity in me.
还记得有一次我站在教室的讲台上，我当时很没有安全感。
Right, I don't want my 10th grade teacher to continue to influence me.
我不希望我10年级的那个老师的做法继续影响我的未来。
Right, how long are you going to give permission to the people who mistreated you to continue to influence you?
你究竟想要允许他们这些错误的对待影响你多久？
Now here's how this question connects our series.
这个问题是这样连接到我们的主题。
Because if next time is going to be better than last time, we have to deal with this big part of the pie chart.
为了做到下一次比上一次好，我们要处理中间的部分。
Now, let me ask you another question. This is the easier one.
我再问一个简单的问题。
Have you ever met anybody that just seems to have the perfect life?
有没有见过生活中那些有完美人生的人？
Like they always have a smile on their face.
好像他们总是面带笑容。
Like nothing fazes them.
好像就是没有事情会干扰他。
Yeah.
任何事都干扰不了他们。
It's like they have the perfect marriage.
他们的婚姻幸福。
Like they have the perfect kids.
非常乖巧的孩子。
Right, their kids all go to good colleges.
孩子都去了名牌大学。
And then they all have good jobs.
都有好工作。
They have a nice home. It's always like nice and neat.
哎，家里面又干净又漂亮。
And then they, you know, have you ever met people like that?
见过这样的人吗？
They're just always like so upbeat and so energetic, so positive. Everything is good.
好像这样的人总是充满着积极的能量，有很一切都是好的，顺利的。
And then you hear their story.
然后你去仔细听他的故事。
And then when they tell their story,
当他们告诉你他们的过去,
and then there's some shocking things that happened in their past,
你就会发现有很吃惊的事情。
And then you looked at them and you go, wow, I would have never guessed that this happened to you.
然后你就很惊讶说, 我不可以想象你曾经经历过这些。
Right, I look at you, I look at the way you handle your marriage, I look at the way you raise your kids, I could have never guessed that this happened to you.
我看到你如何对待你的另一半，如何对待孩子，我实在想不到你曾经有过那样的过去。
I mean, no one would ever guess that this bad thing happened to you.
谁都没有想到你曾经经历过那样的苦难。
Right? You ever had that happen?
有过这样的经历吗？
You ever met friends?
还有见过这样的人吗？
Right? Or maybe you're in a small group in our church.
或者你也许在小组里。
Right, and then you hear each other's stories.
你在小组里听到大家的故事。
And then you hear a shocking past.
然后你说，哇，我难以想象。
And then you thought, wow, you're always so happy. I would have never guessed that this happened to you.
说，你真的很，你看上去很喜乐，我都想不到你有过这样惨痛的经历。
Right, no one would ever guess or know this about you if you don't tell us.
如果你不告诉大家，没有人会去联想到这些。
Now, that's our goal. Today.
这是我们的目标。
Right, the goal is to be able to think about our past or to talk about our past but that past have no more influence on you.
我们的目标是可以坦然地谈论过去，但不会被过去的伤害影响。
Right, to be able to move beyond whatever has happened to us.
我们可以超越，可以走出过去的困境。
I don't know if you ever done this. If you ever hear your friend talk about their past, the things I talked about, just talked about.
当你听到你的朋友讲类似的事情。
Have you ever stopped them and asked this question?
你有没有停下来问他们
？Like, wow, I never knew that this happened to you.
说我没有想到这么惨的事情你经历过。
Have you ever stopped and asked them that? How did you do it?
你有没有问过你是怎么走出来的
？I mean, if I were to experience what you've experienced,
如果我经历了你同样的经历
，I would have hated them forever.
我肯定这辈子都恨他们。
Right? How did you do it?
你是怎么走出来的
？Tell me, before you talk about everything, another story. Tell me, how did you move past this?
告诉我你是怎么样走出来的
？I mean, how did you become normal again?
你是怎么样又恢复正常的
？Right? And you hear it in their voice. Have you ever asked them this question?
问过吗？如果你问过，你会听到这样的声音。
They almost 100% of the time they would say something like this.
他们几乎百分之百会说这样的话。
They would say, "I decided."
他们说，我。做了这个决定。
I have decided.
我决定。
Right? They decided. They will say, "Well, yeah, this happened to me, but I decided to no longer let this thing influence me."
他们会说，对，当时真的很惨，但是我做了个决定，要不再这样。
Right? And then here's my word, not theirs.
这是我的观点，不是他们的。
Basically, what they're saying is, my past will remind me, but it will not define me.
我觉得他们的意思是。我的过去提醒我，而不是定义我。
Right? Yeah, my past will remind me of the lessons that I've learned.
我的过去还在提醒我，我所吸取的教训。
But it will not define who I am.
它不再是定义我的元素。
Right? Yeah, I've learned from my past.
我从过去中学习。
I remember my past.
我记得我的经历。
It will teach me how not to do something or to do something.
它会教我如何做或不做事情。
I'm gonna teach differently. I'm gonna learn differently. I'm gonna marry differently.
我下一段婚姻会不一样，我的学习会不一样。
I'm gonna parent differently.
我教育子女会不一样。
So I'm gonna remember my past, but my past will not define me.
我会过去会提醒我。而不是定义我。
So here's my point of the message today.
我今天要讲的重点是。
And then we're going to actually look at some amazing verses that's written by Apostle Paul.
我们之后还会看很多非常经典的使徒保罗的经文。
But if you don't get anything else, you need to get this.
如果今天别的没听懂，要听懂这个。
And even if you're not a Christian,
即使你不是基督徒
，you have the ability to decide.
你。有这个权利和能力去决定。
You have the ability to decide to leave that behind you.
你有能力去把它留在过去。
Right? I've met enough people, you've met enough people, maybe you are that people that decided to leave the past behind them.
我见过很多的例子，你也见过，也许你就是那一个可以把它留在过去的人。
Whatever hurt, whatever deep wound, whatever, however people betrayed, however people hurt us, we decided to leave that behind us.
无论别人怎样严重的伤害了我们，但我们还是把它留在过去。
That's why I asked the question.
这就是我问这个问题的原因。
How long are you going to carry the angst that's been created in the past to continue to influence you?
你打算带着过去所产生的焦虑进入你的未来多久？
If you don't answer that question, I'm afraid that next time is going to look a lot like last time.
如果你今天不回答这个问题，我担心你下一次会重蹈覆辙。
So, to ensure that next time will be better than last time.
为了做到下一次比这次更好。
Next slide. Okay. Release the past so the past can release you.
放下过去，所以过去，才能释放你。
Release the past so the past can release you.
放下过去。所以过去才能释放你。
And then all of that boils down to one very, very familiar Christian word.
这一系列的讲道都会浓缩成一个词。
A very familiar word that we talked about a lot in church.
一个教会经常谈论的词。
And we're all about it when it comes to God doing that for us.
当我们把这一切都 谈论当我们谈论神和我们这一切的时候，都归就归结在这一个词上。
But when it relates to other people, we tend to get confused.
但当我们处理彼此的关系的时候，却疑惑了。
Right, the single word, just one single word.
这一个词。
Forgive.
饶恕。
Forgive, forgive, forgiveness.
饶恕，饶恕，再饶恕。
Right, you understand what forgiveness is?
你知道饶恕的含义吧？
Forgiveness is to leverage the past without lugging the luggage from the past.
饶恕是把自己从过去中提升出来，而不是拖带着过去的旧行李。
Okay, forgiveness allows to leverage what happened in the past without lugging, carrying all the luggage or the baggage in the past.
饶恕可以让我们从过去中提升出来，而不是拖带着过去的累赘。
Right, forgiveness allows you to release the past, so the past can release you.
饶恕可以让你放下过去，所以过去可以释放你。
Now, this is an amazing thing. None of this is new, right? You all know this.
这个其实很奇妙，你们也都听说过。
Right, if anything, I would just pray for you that so for some of you that you're still hanging on to the past, that you would be able to release it.
我很愿意为你祷告，如果你还抓着一些过去的事情不能放下。
For some of you that think that I can't decide.
我们也许说，我不能做决定，我做不了决定。
Right, it's always going to define who I am. It's going to always define my marriage.
它永远是我婚姻的一部分，它永远是我这人的一部分。
You know, I don't want to make light of this. I know it's a hard issue.
我不是为了把它简单化，我知道这很痛苦。
Right, I'm not saying that you it's easy for you to decide today.
我没有说你今天就能解决。
I'm not saying that, you know, I'm going to preach a really good sermon and then we're going to sing a really good song and then put some cool phrases on there and then it's over.
我不是说我有一个很棒的讲道，然后唱一首很棒的歌，然后我们所有事情都解决了。
Right, it's not that easy. I understand that.
不是那么容易的。
But you still have a responsibility to play.
但你仍然要有自己的责任要负。
You have to decide.
你要决定。
Right? If you decide, God will honor that decision.
如果你做了决定，上帝会尊重你的决定。
And then in time, your past will become an incredible reminder of you, but it won't define you.
因此，你的过去就会成为一个非常好的提醒。但不会再定义你了。
Right, people will meet you and go, "Wow, I never knew that happened to you."
人们看到你说，我想象我看不出来这样的惨事发生过。
Because you've decided and you've decided to forgive.
因为你做了决定，你决定去饶恕。
To let the past be the past.
让过去留在过去。
And not let the past influence your present.
不允许过去在你的未来作用。
Okay.So now, our beloved Apostle Paul, many of you know.
我们所亲爱的使徒保罗，你们都知道。
He came into history as a Christian hater.
他出现在历史的舞台上是一个基督徒的痛恨者。
Right. So if you hate Christian, you should read the Bible.
如果你讨厌基督徒，你应该读圣经。
Right. Especially read about Paul's story.
尤其是要读保罗那一段。
Right. If you heard me say this before.You hate Christians, Paul hated Christians, read his letter.
如果你恨基督徒，保罗也恨基督徒，可以读他的经文。
Right, you may notice that Paul wanted Christians to be arrested.
你会发现当初保罗是逮捕基督徒的。
Right, maybe you hope that some Christians get arrested.
如果你，也许你也希望有些基督徒会被逮捕。
But you can relate to Paul.
那你就可以和保罗找到共鸣。
After Paul was converted, he got to know Christ. He wrote some letters to the churches around the Mediterranean area.
当保罗接受认识耶稣以后，认识基督以后，他就给整个地中海地区的教会写很多书信。
He wrote a letter to the churches in Ephesus.
他给以弗所写了这封信。
The church in Ephesus.以弗所，对。
他给以弗所写了书信。
And today you can still visit Ephesus. You will be able to see a lot of cool things.
今天你还可以去参观以弗所。
Okay, and so Paul wrote these words that reminds us our past, how our past can can be so extraordinary, but it will not continue to influence us.
保罗写了这样的话，要教导大家，我们的过去是如何美好，是有多么的好，但不至于影响到我们的未来。
Right, what he's about to talk about, this insight about forgiveness, is just revolutionary.
他对饶恕的很深刻的理解，其实是史无前例的。
And so hopefully when we wrap up our series today,
希望今天在我们结束这个系列的最后一次讲道，
that the thing that has continued to bother you and spark an, like an emotion in you, you'll be able to let that go.
那个还是可以激发你一些情绪，或者你还是不能放下的一些东西，希望通过这些话你可以有能力释放。
That you will decide to not allow other people's problems to continue to smuggle into your future.
所以你可以做决定，不允许那些过去的伤害在不知不觉地搅扰你。
Okay, so Ephesians chapter 4 verse 26.
以弗所书四章二十六节。
Paul says, in your anger do not sin.
生气却不要犯罪。
In your anger do not sin.
生气却不要犯罪。
Basically, in the original Greek language, it's two imperatives.
其实在希腊文里面有这个词有两，这里有两个重点。
The imperative means it's Paul saying be angry and do not sin.
它是分两段，要生气，不要犯罪。
And then you'll be like, Father, I knew that there's something in the Bible that I could apply.
然后你说，我就知道圣经里面有些我是可以应用的。
Yes, I can be angry. Yes, Paul says, be angry.
我终于可以生气了。保罗都说我可以生气。
For some of you, you just need to be angry, and that will be progress for you.
所以我们当中只要生气，就可以遵行圣经。
Okay, so but Paul says, be angry, and do not sin.
但保罗说，生气却不要犯罪。
You should be angry.
你是该生气。
There are some things that happens in your life. You have the right to be angry.
在生活中很多事情你有生气的权利。
Things that will cause you to be mad, be mad.
你该生气的时候就要生气。
But there's a differentiation between being angry and sinning.
但是在生气和犯罪这两点还是有区别。
There's something different about, you know, just having a natural anger.
就是有一个天然的自然的怒气。
Right, in fact, if there are things that happen to you and you don't get angry, it's something wrong with you.
如果有些事情该生气的地方你反而不生气了，那你也许有问题。
Right, so there is a time for anger.
生活中是有该生气的时候。
There's a time and place for anger.
有恰当的时间和场合是该生气的。
But Paul says, okay, even though that there's a time and a place for anger, but remember to not sin.
保罗说，即使是在某些时候、某些情景该生气，但也不要犯罪。
So then he talks about, what we should do when we're angry.
保罗也谈到，当我们生气该怎么做。
Because anger is always relating to something that happened to us in the past.
因为怒气往往都会连带着很多过去的一系列的问题。
Right. So here's what he says.
保罗说
，In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry.
生气却不要犯罪，含怒不可到日落。
Okay, I highlighted these two words, do not.
不可。
Okay, do not means you have a decision to make.
这里说不可的意思是你要做这个决定。
You decide.
你决定，你做决定，你来决定。
Right, do not let the sun go down while you're still angry.
含怒不可到日落。
Now,You've heard this verse before.
你以前听过这段经文。
And then a lot of us take this verse literally, right?
那我们很多就会从字面上来理解它。
Right, so don't be angry when the sun goes down, so I can't be angry when I'm going to sleep.
好，不可含怒到日落，那我睡觉前必须处理好。
Right, so maybe perhaps that you're arguing with your spouse.
也许你跟你的另一半在争论。
And your wife said, Hey, why are you, honey? Why are you leaving the shaving cream in the sink? Please come clean it up.
说，亲爱的。你不能再把你的剃须的乳液再留在水池里，你要清理掉。
Come over here and clean it up.
你一定要清理掉。
And then he comes over there and clean it up and go, Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I forgive you. Okay, we go to sleep.
然后丈夫来了说，好，我把它清理掉。然后太太说，我饶恕你。
Right, and then you go to sleep, right?
然后就睡觉了。
Right, so don't let the don't let the don't
就做到了寒露不可到日落。
Right, that's great.
那很好啊。
But there are things in our lives that are not so easy to let go, right?
但是生活中总有些事情是很难，轻易放下。
Right, there are things in our lives that goes on for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, even years.
有多少生活中的事情会每一周一周的持续在我们里面，甚至很多年。
Something that happened in a previous relationship, something that happened in a previous working relationship.
在过去的一段感情里，在过去一段工作中所留下的。
Somebody did something really, really big and something really, really bad.
有些事情真的很不好。
Right? So this perhaps may not be literal.
也许，这里，这句话不能说字面的意思。
Right? Maybe here's what the Apostle Paul is communicating.
我想保罗是这个意思。
Maybe. Right?
我猜。
He's communicating that at some point in your life.
他在说，在你人生中的某一阶段。
You have a responsibility.
你有责任。
You have the ability.
你有能力。
You have the ability to deal with this.
来处理这件事。
So when he says, "Don't let the sun go down while you're still angry."
他说，寒怒不可到日落。
In other words, he's saying, "How much longer are you going to carry this?"
他的意思是，你究竟要寒怒多久
？How many more sunsets are you going to allow this to influence?
你还要让它作用在你身上多少个日落？
But you've got to answer that question.
你要回答这个问题。
It's an important question.
是个重要的问题。
Because if you don't deal with that question, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, your future is going to look a lot the same as what you are experiencing now.
因为如果你不问这个问题，5年、10年以后，你的生活光景还会像现在一样。
Right, and then he says.
然后他说。
And do not give the devil a foothold.
不可给魔鬼留地步。
Right, here's our word again. Do not give.
又出现了不可。
Right? Once again, you and I have a responsibility.
你和我都有责任。
Right? I know what happened to you.
我知道你所经历的。
I know it breaks your heart.
我知道很伤心。
I know they wronged you.
我知道他们错怪你。
I know they betrayed you. They broke your heart.
他们伤你的心，他们背叛了你。
But Paul says here.
但是保罗说。
You have a responsibility to play.
你也有责任。
Do not give the devil a foothold.
不可给魔鬼留地步。
Right, there's part of me there's part of me that when I hear your story, I would want to say to you, okay, this is really bad. You get a pass.
作为我来讲，我有些时候就会说，哎呀，都已经这么痛苦了。你就免你这一次，这次不算。
Right, there's part of me that want to say to you when you hear other people's story. There's part of you that want to say.I know you're a Christian. I know I'm a Christian. I know we're supposed to forgive, but this is so bad. Okay, why don't you just hate him forever?
在我心里面会有一个小小的想法，说，哎，虽然我们都是基督徒，但是你这事情真是太严重了。你其实可以这件事上你可以不饶恕。
Right, but Paul says no. You have a role to play.
但是保罗说不行，你也有该做的事。
Do not give the devil a foothold.
不可给魔鬼留地步。
And then when we see this verse,
我们看到这一段,
which word do you like the most?
你最喜欢哪个词?
Devil, right?
魔鬼,对不对?
Okay, we'll talk about the devil later.
我们之后再谈魔鬼。
Okay, we'll talk about the foothold, the word foothold first.
我们先谈一谈地步。
Okay, foothold means a staging area.
地步其实就很像一个作战的区域,一个运行的平台。
Or an opportunity.
是一个机会。
So when Paul says,In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're angry. Do not give the devil a foothold. Don't give the devil a staging area, an opportunity to camp out, to shop in your life.
保罗在这里说，不可以给魔鬼留一个机会，让他在你身上作祟。
Right? Don't place an opportunity in front of the devil, and don't let them just camp in your life forever.
不要给魔鬼提供这样一个机会。
Right? Don't let him stay at your camp and be able to invite his friends.
不要让他住在你里面。
Right? Don't let your anger result in something that will stay with you forever and ever and ever.
不要让他在你这里久留。
Right? So, how do we keep from the past continue to influence our future? 怎么不让我们的过去影响我们的未来 ？Okay, how do we keep our past from continuing to influence our future? Paul says, "Don't give the devil a foothold."
不可给魔鬼留地步。
It's deciding what to do with your anger.
你要决定如何处理自己的怒气。
Only 3 more weeks, and I'm done with this.
再过三周，我就要处理掉。
Or only 6 more months, God, give me 6 more months to deal with my emotions. 6 more months, I'm done with this.
神，我再花六个月时间处理它。
Or maybe next January 1st, I'm done with this.
或者说到明年年初，我一定把它解决。
Right, Paul says, how much longer? How many more sunsets are you going to allow this to influence you?
保罗说，到底你还要让它作用在你身上多少个日落？
You've got to decide.
你要做决定。
You've got to say, I decided that I'm not going to let this affect the way I do my marriage.
你要决定说，我不允许他再影响我的婚姻。
I'm going to decide today that 3 months later is not going to affect the way I parent.
我要决定，三个月以后不会再影响我的父母。
How many more sunsets?
再有多少日落
？You've got to decide.
你来决定。
Okay, let's talk about this word devil.
我们来谈谈魔鬼。
Now, when we see the word devil, we'll think about another word that is used in the Bible translation, the word Satan.
当我们说魔鬼，就会想到圣经中的另一个词叫撒旦。
Or the name of the devil's name is Satan.
或者说，魔鬼的名字叫撒旦。
Right, but Paul doesn't use that word here.
但保罗没有用那个词。
He doesn't use the word Satan.
他并没有用撒旦这个词。
He uses a word that in the original Greek language that just translates into deceiver or liar.
他这里用到的在原文中，在希腊原文中其实是骗子。
Right, and here's why I think it's so interesting.
我觉得这里很有意思。
It's because whenever we see the word devil,
当每次我们看到魔鬼
，whatever your upbringing is, 不管你过去的背景，
不管你
，Okay, whatever you bring, you probably see the word devil, you think about Halloween or some middle age, you know.Sculpture or whatever.
当你看到魔鬼，你也许会想，哦，万圣节吧，或者是中世纪的一些古老的魔鬼。
And then we have no idea what devil means.
我们都不知道魔鬼是什么。
But here's what's so brilliant about what Paul wrote here.
但是保罗在这里其实很巧妙。
If you take out the word devil,
如果你把魔鬼这个词拿走
，and you put a blank there,
然后你把填空。
And then you put the person's name there, the person that hurt you.
然后你把伤害你的人填在空格中。
I'm not saying they're the devil. You said it, okay?
我不是说他们是魔鬼，你们自己填哈。
If you put the person's name there, this verse makes a lot more sense.
如果把伤害你的人填在空格里，这句话就说得很通了。
Ready?
做好准备了吗？
In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry. And do not give your mom a foothold.
生气却不要犯罪，含怒不可到日落，不可给你的妈妈留地步。
Right? Do not give your dad a foothold.
不可给你爸留地步。
Right? Do not give your ex-wife, your ex-husband a foothold.
不可给你的前妻、前夫留地步。
Right? Do not give your ex-boss a foothold.
不可给你的前老板。留地步
right, ex-boss, not Xbox, okay? Ex-boss.
是你过去的老板
Right? Do not give your teacher, your former teacher, a foothold.
不要给过去的老师
Right? Do not give Frank a foothold.
不要给你那个朋友
Right? Now, this is why this verse is so brilliant.
这就是为什么这段经文很经典
Paul says, you do not want to give the person that have hurt you a staging area and an opportunity in your life.
保罗说不要给曾经伤害过你的人一个余地
Right, you know you don't.
你知道你不愿意
Right, some of you have been carrying this hurt, this past for so long, you kind of forgot.
我们有些人在生活中背着这个重担带着这个伤害很久了
Right, every time that another person presses that button, you overreact.
每次当有人谈到这按了那个按钮，你就会很过激的反应。
And then you know there's something wrong with you.
你知道其实这里有点不正常。
You know who fills that blank.
你知道哪个人可以填空。
Right? So Paul says, do not let in your anger, do not sin, do not let the sun go down while you're still angry, and do not give a foothold.
生气却不要犯罪，含怒不可到日落，不可给那个人。 留地步。
If you want next time to be better than last time, you've got to deal with this.
如果你希望下次比上一次好，你要做这件事。
So Paul says, you've got to decide.
保罗说，你要决定。
Do not give. You've got to decide.
不要给他留地步。
Right? And I'm not saying that. I'm not saying this will happen overnight.
我不是说一晚上就可以解决。
I'm not saying that. I know it's not easy.
我知道这不容易。
The years and years and years of pain.
是多年来的伤害。
It's not easy to drop it overnight.
不是说轻易可以放下。
But you've got to decide.
但你要做这决定。
You've got to start with a decision.
你要开始做决定。
You've got to decide. Okay, that's enough. I'm not going to let.
你要做
a foothold.
你要做决定说，我不要再让它作用在我生命里。
So, next one. There is a place for anger.
愤怒是可以的。
But keep it in its place.
将它留在它该在的地方。
There is a place for anger.
愤怒是可以的。
There is a time for anger.
有事实是可以愤怒的。
But you've got to keep it in its place.
但要把它留在该在的地方。
Then a few verses later, Paul comes back to talk about this idea.
几句经文之后，保罗继续谈这个话题。
Verse 31.
31节。
He says, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice."
一切苛刻、恼怒、暴力、嚷闹、毁谤，连同一切恶毒，都应当从你们中间除掉。
So again, Paul says, "You have a responsibility to play. Get rid of."
保罗又说了我们的责任，说要。除掉他们。
Okay, do something about this.
处理一下，做些事情。
Decide.
做决定。
Next verse. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving. Here's our word again. Forgiving one another.
要互相有爱，存温柔的心，彼此饶恕。又出现饶恕。
You know, forgiving simply means this.
饶恕其实很简单，是这个意思。
It's the word pardon.
是赦免的意思。
Forgiveness is simply to pardon.
其实饶恕就是赦免。
You know what a pardon is?
赦免什么意思？
You know what a pardon is?
赦免什么意思？
Pardon simply means that you're guilty, but I'm going to let you go.
很简单，就说你有罪疚感，我会。
你有罪。
你有罪，但是我不再
我不再控告你。
我不再控告你。
Pardon simply means you're guilty, but I'm not going to punish you.
你有罪，但我不再控告你。
Right, you're guilty, but you can go free.
但是你可以，free.
你可以自由的。
你可以自由的离开。
Okay, pardon doesn't mean that you're not guilty.
赦免不代表你没有罪。
Right, pardon is simply saying you're guilty, but I'm choosing no longer to accuse you.
赦免的意思是你仍然。做了错事，你仍然犯了罪，但我决定不再控告你。
Right, that's a pardon.
这就是赦免的含义。
So Paul says, we as Christians, if you are not a Christian, you have the opportunity to choose freely. But if you are a Christian, this is our responsibility.
如果你是基督徒，那这是我们的责任。
Right, you have the responsibility to pardon. You and I have the responsibility to pardon.
你我，我们有责任去宽恕别人。
But even if you are not a Christian, feel free to play.
即使你不是基督徒，你也可以做这件事。
Now, whenever, sometimes when we talk about this, there's a question that always comes up.
每次谈到这一点，都会有一个疑问。
Kevin, does that mean when I pardon him, does that mean if they break the law that I don't call the police?
Kevin, 你的意思是说他犯了法，我也不去报警吗？
No, that's not what I'm saying.
这不是我要说的。
If they break the law, you call the police.
如果他们犯法，你要报警。
Okay, listen to me.
听我的。
If they break the law, you call the police.
如果他们犯法，还是要报警。
And the government might throw them in jail.
也许政府司法部门会把他们放到监狱。
You can go visit them in jail.
你可以去监狱看望他们。
You can say, "Well, it looks like the government hasn't pardoned you, but I choose to pardon you. Goodbye."
你可以说政府没有赦免你，我赦免你。
Okay, I'm just kidding.
But, 开玩笑。
Seriously, if they break the law, you call the police.
回归正题，如果他们犯法。你是该报警。
Okay, but then they have two parties to deal with. They have the government to deal with, and they have you to deal with.
而对于他们这个犯罪的人来说，有司法部门要去 处理，还有你也要去处理。
So don't get these two things confused.
不要把这两个混为一谈。
Even if they have the government to deal with,
即使他们要面对司法部门，
you can still pardon them. You can still pardon them.
哦，你仍然可以赦免他。
Right? Even if they trigger the law and the law captures them, you can still pardon them.
即使他们犯法被逮到，你仍然可以。
You still have the responsibility to decide whether you pardon them or not.
你有权利决定你是否要赦免他。
And as Christians,
作为基督徒，
we have the responsibility to do so.
我们有责任要这样做。
So Paul says,
保罗说，
Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ God forgave you.
要相互有爱，存温柔的心，彼此饶恕。就像神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Now we are actually guilty, but God chose to pardon us.
其实我们也犯罪，但上帝决定饶恕了我们。
We are actually guilty, but God didn't choose to pay us back.
我们犯了罪，但神做决定不要让我们偿还。
But because we can't.
因为我们没有偿还能力。
He pardoned us, which means that we're no longer be condemned in sin.He pardoned us.
他赦免了我们，所以我们不用再偿还。
Right? So, which means you and I have an opportunity, if you're a Christian, to pardon each other.
所以你我作为基督徒，我们有机会来彼此饶恕。
So, here's what Paul says.
保罗说，
Pardon as you have been pardoned.
赦免你，如同你被赦免。
Right? I want you to pardon each other as you have been pardoned.
我要你们赦免 pardon each other.
哦，打多了一个你，应该是赦免，如同你被赦免。
赦免如同你被赦免。
Okay, which means.
意思是。
Go first.
先行动。
So you can go on.
你才能前进。
Okay, so in other words, don't sit around and go, Kevin, I'm gonna wait for them to come and ask for forgiveness.
不要坐在这里等他们寻求饶恕。
Okay, go first.So you can go on.
主动去行动，告诉他们你要赦免他们。
Now we're all adults, so we can talk about this.
我们都是成年人，所以我们可以谈这个。
Even if they come to you,
即使他们来到你面前
and ask for your forgiveness,
向你寻求饶恕
they cannot undo the things that they did to you.
他们不可以抹掉过去的罪行。
Right? You know this.
我们都知道。
They can't undo the things that they did to you.
他们不可以撤回自己曾经的错误。
Why are you still waiting for them to come to you and ask for forgiveness?
那你为什么还要再等他们来寻求饶恕？
And then honestly, some of them, they don't even know that they offended you or hurt you.
而事实上，很多人甚至都不知道他们伤害了你，冒犯了
你。Right? And you're going to wait forever for them to come to you?
你就这样永远地等下去吗？
Right? So go first, so your life can go on.
先行动。你才能往前进。
Pardon them like you have been pardoned by God.
赦免，如同你被赦免。
Right, and if you're serious about this forgiveness thing,
如果你非常要赦免或者要饶恕。
Okay, if you're serious, you want to do this right. You say, Kevin, I believe you. I don't want my past to continue to influence me. Here's what I want you to do.
如果你很严肃，你说 ，Kevin， 我一定要做到赦免，一定要做到宽恕。
Here's what I want you to do when you go home.
我希望你回家做这件事。
Make a list of what they owe you.
列出他们所亏欠你的。
Right? Some of you will say, Kevin, I forgave them, and it didn't help. I still hate them.
你会说 ，Kevin， 我已经饶恕他了，但没用。
Right? It's because you don't know what you forgave them for.
因为你不知道要饶恕什么。
So when you go home, list all the things that they owe you.
回去把他们欠你的全写出来。
You would think that, oh, that won't take long.
你会想说，这很容易啊。
Try it.
试一下。
It will take a long time.
你要花很久的时间。
You will write down all the things that they stole from you.
你会写下太多他们亏欠你的地方。
They probably stole your childhood.
他们夺走了你的童年。
They stole your ability to manage things.
夺走你可以管理事物的能力。
They stole your reputation. They stole your security.
他们夺走了你的名誉，夺走了你的安全感。
They stole your opportunity to raise your kids or to do marriage right.
你的教育孩子的权利，还有你 正常的婚姻。
So when you start writing, you begin to go, oh my gosh, I didn't know that I, there's so much that they owe me.
当你写下来，当你要写的时候，会发现我想不到居然有这么多他们亏欠我的。
So you need to write that all out.
你要把它都写出来。
Then you know what you are pardoning for.
所以你才知道你要宽恕赦免的是什么。
Okay.
好吗？
Now back to our chart.
回到我们这个饼图。
This is very important.
这很重要。
The second week I told you that you got to owe you got to own your part of the responsibility, that small part.
第二周我们说我们要自己承担那一小部分。
You will never be able to let go of their problems until you own your part of the responsibility.
如果你不承担自己的，你永远都不可以，放掉放下别人的。
Right, that's why I started with the small part.
所以我从这小部分讲起。
You have to start with that.
你一定要从自己的部分做起。
Before you decide to blame and forgive other people.
在你决定赦免宽恕别人之前，
you have to own your part of the responsibility first.
你必须承担自己的部分。
Because you, if you don't,
因为如果你不，
you will continue to blame and stay mad.
你还会继续的，责怪，含着怒气。
Right? Because we love to hide behind people's problems.
因为我们喜欢
hide 躲藏。
我们喜欢藏在别人错误的背后。
Right? Because if I don't ever have to pick up my responsibility, I can continue to blame other people's problem and shield from my responsibility.
如果我不去承担自己的责任，我永远可以躲在怪罪别人的那个情况里。
Right? Because there's a fear in us. Listen carefully.
请听好，我们每个人都有恐惧。
There's a fear in us that if I pick up my responsibility, then I've got nobody else to blame.
我们总有恐惧说，如果我们承担了责任，那么我们就是那个主要的，我们就没有别人可以怪罪了。
So we have that fear.
所以我们有这个恐惧。
But pick up your own responsibility.
但请你承担自己的责任。
The reason why there are so many people that are unable to move on is because they can't pick up their own responsibility.
有太多的人之所以不能够前进，不能够超越它，是因为不敢承担自己的部分。
So pick up your part first.
承担你自己的部分。
That's your part.
是你的部分。
And then you've got to decide.
然后你决定。
Forgive the other 95%.
饶恕剩下的95%.
Decide that those people who mistreated me will no longer influence me.
你要决定那些错待我的人不会再对我再有影响。
So, if you want to start over,
如果想要从头开始，
three things you need to do.
有三件事要做。
Own it.
承担。
Own your part of the responsibility.
承担你自己那部分责任。
Rethink it.
反思。
What was I thinking?
我当时在想什么？
Don't just ask the question, but answer the question. What were you thinking?
不要只是问自己，要回答自己。
And then be able to release it.
最后，要可以放下。
Release the people that have mistreated you. Release the people that have hurt you.
放下那些错待你的人，伤害你的人。
Okay, so.
所以。
下一章。Next time can be better than last time.
下次可以比上次好。
But not if you rush.
如果你想，
Not if you rush.
如果你要太仓促地做。
Not if you jump back in too quickly.
如果你要跳步骤的话，不行。
Not if you refuse to do the difficult work.
不是说你可以跳过最困难的那部分。
Next time can be better than last time.
下次可以比上次好。
If you decide and if you plan it to be.
如果你决定你打算这样做。
Right, and there may be other things you need to do, there may be other factors, but I'm suggesting three things to do.
也许有其他的事情要做，但我建议你做这件事。
Right, when you look for a new job, a new relationship, a new...
当你找新工作，当你有一段新感情。
Right, when you look for that new things, new academically, professionally, whatever.
当你去追求新的学位，有新的机会。
Own your part of the past.
承担你过去自己的责任。
Ask yourself, what was I thinking?
问自己当初在想什么。
And then release and forgive those that have wronged you.
放下当初错待你的人和事。
Because you, your life, you have a story to tell.
因为你的生命有精彩的故事。
Right? Choose the story that you want to tell.
你决定讲什么故事。
Right? Let me pray for you.
我为你祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you once again.
慈爱的天父，我们再一次来到你面前。
Our lives is a mixture of all the things that we've done and what other people have done to us.
我们的生活充满了自己做的事和别人在我们身上的作用。
Thank you for your wisdom in teaching us.
感谢你的智慧，你的教导。
We ask that you give us courage to do the right thing.
我们想求你给我们勇气来做对的事。
We ask that you give us the courage to own our part of the responsibility.
给我们勇气去承担自己那部分责任。
And we ask that you give us wisdom to know that how to change our thinking.
请给我们智慧，让我们知道如何改变自己的思维。
And God, most important of all.
神最重要的
Help us to decide to let it go.
帮助我们决定放下它
Help us to decide to forgive.
帮助我们去决定饶恕
So that our past will not continue to influence us.
所以我们的过去不会再对我们造成影响
So that the people that have mistreated us will not continue to influence us.
所以错误对待我们的那些人不会再影响我们的未来。
Thank you, God.
谢谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
以耶稣的名求。
Amen.